Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, and today I want to read you a little excerpt from a book by Max Licato that I love his books. I tell you, I do. This one just really resonated with me, what I'm going to read to you, because it talked about what Mary, the mother of Jesus, might have been experiencing in her caregiving journey, caregiving for the divine, for Christ, the God in person. Let me read this to you by Max Licato. She can't take her eyes off of him. Somehow Mary knows she is holding God. So this is he. She remembers the words of the angel, his kingdom will never end. He looks like anything but a king. His face is prunish and red. His cry, though strong and healthy, is still the helpless and piercing cry of a baby. And he is absolutely dependent on Mary for his well-being. Majesty in the midst of the mundane, holiness in the filth of sheep manure and sweat, divinity entering the world on the floor of a stable, through the womb of a teenager, and in the presence of a carpenter. She touches the face of the infant God. How long was your journey? She wonders. I like that. When I think about the part where it says holiness in the filth of sheep manure and sweat, that resonates with you. There are days in your caregiving journey when you're thinking, this is not fun. It's not. This is hard. You're right. This stinks in more ways than one, right? In the face of sheep manure and sweat. You get it. Maybe we don't get what Mary went through exactly. We don't really get what anybody goes through except ourselves. But I want you to know that I understand the challenges of caregiving. Your caregiving journey is different than mine. I had three caregiving journeys. They all three were different. And they're all three different from yours, but there are similarities. There are days when you are down in the midst of the mundane, as Max Licato says, and you think, this isn't holiness. This isn't productivity. This is sheep manure and sweat. And it's not fun. But through that, in our story, in our reading, divinity entered the world, the divine. You know, what you are doing, I consider divine. You're doing God's work right there in your home, right there in the community that you work for, in the neighbor's home where you're going to offer assistance, wherever you are doing the divine. Maybe it's not on the floor of a stable. Maybe it's in the bedroom with someone who can't help bathe themselves. Maybe it's helping to feed someone who can no longer hold a spoon. You don't know where you're going to be placed in this world to help other people. Mary, I'm sure, was a bit surprised. We know she was surprised when she found out she was going to have a baby and she'd never been with a man. I'm just going to tell you, that's a surprise right there. You know that. I doubt that through that 9 months of pregnancy that Mary thought, you know, I'm going to go to this wonderful manger. It's going to be in a dirty, stinky barn, and there are going to be animals around, and I'm going to give birth, and I just can't wait. It's just wonderful. That is not likely what Mary had on her mind, but it's what she experienced. You know, what you had on your mind before your caregiving journey began was not this caregiving journey. You were not thinking, you know, a few years from now, I'd like to be totally responsible for caring for someone with dementia who is going to ask me the same questions repeatedly, is not going to be good at feeding themselves, that pees and poops on themselves. I have to bathe them. I have to dress them. I have to keep an eye on them because heaven knows they might walk out the door and I can't keep up with them. You didn't sit back and think, well, isn't that just going to be wonderful? But in the midst of the mundane, for Mary, holiness and divinity and a divine presence entered the world. It does through your journey too. Holiness in that God is with you. He is right there in the midst of all that mess you got going on. Divinity. He is divine. He has plans for us that we cannot imagine, we can't fathom, and we could never put together. It's kind of amazing when you think about it, and I hope you will. Majesty in the midst of the mundane, holiness in the filth of sheep manure and sweat, divinity entering the world on the floor of a stable, through the womb of a teenager, and in the presence of a carpenter. What does your story look like? Blessings and smiles. A special thank you to our sponsors, National Association of Veterans and Families, 800-352-2919 or www.navf.org. Contact them for information regarding benefits for the veteran or the spouse of the veteran. Tell them Carol sent you. National Association of Veterans and Families. They speak veteran, so you don't have to. HD Imports, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina, wonderful mechanics for the repair and maintenance of Honda, Hyundai, Acura, Toyota, and Kia. HD Imports, 803-985-0985. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find all of our resources at our website, letstalkdementia.org. Our podcasts, our videos, our books, our blogs, and a form where you can contact me are all right there on the website. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.